Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey there, it's Veronica Hendricks, collard greens and caviar food blogger. How you doing? Thank you so much for popping in and checking me out and listening to me. And if you have not had a chance to check out my blog, when this podcast is over, pop on over to collardgreensandcaviar.com for some great recipes and some really cool food stories. You know, I love a story. And when that story is about food, that's even better. Well, you know, this pandemic thing has been going on for a while. Yeah, it's been going on. And there are people out there that are going on to work every day while a lot of us are staying at home and being safe at home. And I want to thank them for all that they do. I want to thank our first responders, our police and fire and paramedics. I want to thank all the medical personnel that are out there providing services to us and helping us to get well. Those essential workers that we have discounted, hello, I want to say a big thank you. Those essential workers are our grocery store workers. Whoever thought that we would consider them essential? Well, let me tell you, they are. They're the reason that I've got a lot of the things that I need. Thank you for putting your lives on the line every day so that we can have food that we need. And if you don't have the PPEs, the personal protective equipment that you need, I hope you get it. Stay safe, please. And then lastly, let me thank the postal workers and the Amazon truck drivers, because I've been ordering a lot of things to keep myself busy here in the kitchen, tools and all kinds of fancy things. Thank you for delivering that stuff to my house. Well, I've been craving Creole food a lot. And every now and then I get a chance to get out to my favorite restaurant here in LA and pick some up. But lately I haven't been able to get out because I've been, you know, doing some things around the house. So I've decided to kind of create my own Creole recipe. So I've got a great recipe I hope that you'll enjoy. It's a Creole and rice shrimp dish. Okay? Creole, rice, and shrimp. Who doesn't like rice and shrimp with Creole sauce all mixed into it? Well, you're going to love this. So, first thing you want to do is gather all of your ingredients. Now, this is a two-step recipe. So we are going to first talk about the rice, because the rice is a little bit special, I think. So the ingredients that you need for the rice are 2 cups of rice, and I prefer brown jasmine rice. Why jasmine rice? Well, it's got long grains and it's really fragrant. Brown rice, to me, is the best because it's hearty and it's nutty, and it will really stand up to this Creole sauce that we're going to create. All right. So I suggest that you use brown jasmine rice. You're also going to need 3 cups of liquid. That liquid can be either chicken stock, it can be seafood stock, it could be water, just 3 cups of liquid. You're going to add that to a saucepan. You need 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Now, here's the secret ingredient, one of my very special ingredients. You need 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. Yeah, it's going to give it a lovely yellow color. I mean, you know, people eat with their eyes, so you want it to look amazing and also taste amazing. So you're going to add that. So you're going to put that in a saucepan, all of those ingredients, that's what you need. Bring it to a boil, cover, let it simmer, and cook that rice according to the directions. So the rice is cooking. In fact, it will be done really soon. So that's part one. part two, we're going to focus on the Creole sauce and the shrimp. Because see, after we're done with these two, we're going to marry them together and they're going to get really cozy. I mean, it's a marriage made in heaven. So what do we need to make this Creole sauce? All right. Well, first of all, you need a skillet. So grab a skillet, and I have one here sitting on my stovetop, and you are going to put a half a stick of butter in that skillet. Get it melted. So I've got some butter that's melting in this skillet right now. So let that butter sit there and melt. We'll melt it slowly because we're going to put together our Creole spices. You ready for this? So this is what you want to gather for your spices. In a bowl, I've got my cute little red mixing bowl. I love this bowl. It's my favorite. In fact, you know, I was just noticing as I'm looking around my kitchen, I have a lot of red accent pieces. I think red is a thing for me. But anyway, I've got this cute little red mixing bowl. So these are the spices, the Creole spices we're going to create. This is what you're going to add to the bowl. All right, you ready? You're going to add a quarter teaspoon of cayenne pepper, a quarter teaspoon of black pepper. So put it in this little bowl that you have here. A half a teaspoon of salt, a quarter teaspoon of red pepper flakes. So you see where I'm going? I like the heat in the kitchen. If you don't like the heat, don't add it. But I love the heat. So I'm adding a quarter teaspoon of red pepper flakes. A half a teaspoon of dried thyme, a half a teaspoon of dried oregano, and then a quarter teaspoon of smoked paprika. Mm-hmm. I love smoked paprika, all right? And then here is the special ingredient. And you have a choice on how you want to do this. Two bay leaves. Now, you can either crush them and grind them, because I like to do that to make them a part of the sauce. Or you can just put them flat in the sauce and just have it impart some subtle flavor. What I've done is, I've ground it up and then I've put it in the bowl. So we've got all these spices in the bowl. So what you want to do is you just kind of want to whisk all these spices together, and then you're going to dump those spices into the butter, all right? Now, to that mix, you're going to add the following. You've got the butter melting, the spices. You want to add 2 cloves of chopped garlic, all right? A quarter cup of white wine. A half a cup of chicken stock. Let's back up the white wine. I love Pinot Grigio. My sister and I, shout out Roxanne. My sister and I, we love Pinot Grigio. All right. So I drink Pinot Grigio. So whatever you drink, I suggest you add it to this Creole sauce that we're making. This is a lovely Italian Pinot Grigio. And it has these fancy words on the back. It says, it is a well-balanced Pinot Grigio that showcases the bright melanin stone fruit aromas that segue into juicy orchard peach and citrus flowers. That just sounds lovely. In fact, let me have a sip of this right now. That's lovely. All right, so you've got your white wine in there. You've got, add a half a cup of, like I said, chicken stock or broth. You will add 2 tablespoons of freshly squeezed lemon juice. Use the fresh stuff, people. All right, the fresh stuff. And then you're going to add 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce. So I've got that in this saucepan. Get it all mixed together. And if you could see the beautiful color, oh my, it's lovely. And it's heating up and it's fragrant. All those spices. All right. So as I said, this is the sauce. Now we're going to add the shrimp. The recipe calls for 1 pound of shrimp. You can add 2 if you want, but we're going to go ahead and add our shrimp. So we're going to put the shrimp in there. All right. Just, if you're going to do 2 pounds, cook 1 pound at a time. Just plop it into this lovely sauce that we've created. And you are going to heat this up and you're going to cook the shrimp until they're done. Now it takes about, 1.5 to 2 minutes on each side once this sauce heats up. So the sauce is heating up and we're going to get these shrimp cooking in this sauce. Now, in terms of shrimp, what I've used for this particular recipe is the 21 to 25 count shrimp. That's a nice medium size for this dish. I wouldn't go smaller, and I certainly wouldn't go larger, but that's a great kind of medium range. So I would add those. Now, tail or no tail? Tail or no tail? Tail or no tail? I say no tail. I don't want to fight with my food. So make sure that you shell the shrimp. They've got to be shelled and deveined, and I would pull off the tail. That's what I would do. Now, it's interesting. Shrimp is so plentiful. When I was a young mother raising kids, and I was married at the time, I'm no longer married, I didn't do a lot of seafood because it was really, you know, kind of pricey. But the cost of seafood has come down. It's been being sustainably farmed and raised. So it's come down in price quite a bit. And I was lucky enough to score this sale on the shrimp. God, if you could see this, if you could smell this, smell these shrimp cooking in this lovely sauce. Wow. I was able to score this shrimp for about $5.99 a pound at my local market. And what happens when I see a sale like that? Tip, if you see a sale like that, what I would suggest you do is to buy 4 individual pounds. And that's what I do, because you might want to use it in a recipe that calls for a pound. So you've got your individually wrapped portions, and then just stick them in the freezer. For this recipe, I took out 2 pounds. And so that's what I'm cooking now. Sometimes I like to cook a pound for myself. If I'm just feeling kind of decadent, I'll cook some shrimp. I'll season it with some spice rub and a little olive oil. I'll pan sear it, get lots of nice color on it, set it aside. And then what I like to have when I'm feeling decadent is some fried sweet potatoes. You know, the white ones, the Jersey sweet potatoes. I cut them with a mandolin into like potato chips, and then I deep fry them in a little coconut oil. Oh my God, that's the best. Okay, these shrimp are really lovely. Okay, so we're gonna turn them on the other side, let them cook. Oh, they're coming along really well. All right, so we are going to remove these shrimp from this lovely sauce. And like I said, this is about a pound of shrimp. So after it is done, remove them, put them on a separate plate, all right? So now, you remember the rice that we cooked, right? It's sitting here on the stovetop, chilling like a villain, looking lovely and yellow, a lovely yellow color. And it's cooked a little al dente because I don't like overcooked rice. So now that we have removed the shrimp from the sauce, all right, you see you have left over all of this lovely sauce. Guess what we're going to do with this sauce? You know it. You know it. We've got shrimp. We've got rice. We've got sauce. We got to get them together. So we're going to take this saucepan, or the skillet rather, of all this lovely leftover sauce at the bottom of the pan, and we are going to, well, if you make it with me, but I am pouring it directly on top of the rice, all right? Pour it directly on that rice, all right? So we're gonna stir. I am stirring that lovely sauce through this rice. Make sure that it's well incorporated. All right, look at that. Look at that. My, my, my. Now, we have our shrimp sitting over there waiting for us, right? So we're gonna take that shrimp that we have cooked in this lovely sauce. See how we have all of this flavor going on? And we're gonna take that shrimp and put it right on top of this rice, baby. Mm-hmm, just like that. We're gonna stir. We're gonna stir that shrimp through that rice, okay? Get it well incorporated. So you see why I prefer to use 2 pounds of shrimp, because the first time I made this recipe, I used 1 pound of shrimp, and it was, what's the word? It was adequate, but it wasn't abundant. If I'm gonna cook, I want it to be abundant, all right? So there is abundant shrimp in this rice, and it is it's just lovely. Look at that. Well, you'll see the picture. So what I would suggest you do, because I love a pop of color in food, and I love the freshness that that herbs, the freshness that fresh herbs impart in food, I would recommend, and this is what I have done, is to chop a little fresh flat leaf parsley, if that's your thing, or you can use the curly leaf parsley, whichever you prefer, and just put a little bit of that on top of the surface, and then plate this, and then serve it. So let's plate it. What? Who needs a plate? Let's just get a fork. Let's get a fork. Let's have a taste. First, let's taste a little bit of this rice. Oh my. Those seasonings. Just a little bit of heat, a little peppery. And you can see how that bay leaf kind of married in that butter with the oregano and the thyme. Oh wow. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I should not be double dipping, but this is mine. So let's taste one of these shrimp. Oh, they're perfectly cooked. And a lot of the sauce just really went into the flesh of the shrimp. Delicious. Now, this is a little bit of work, but if you're sitting home, quarantine, safer at home, take some time, take a moment, make your family this lovely, delicious, full of Creole flavor, shrimp and Creole dish. I'm gonna have a sip of wine. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this recipe. Pop over to Collard Greens and Caviar like I asked you. Check out some of the recipes and food stories and follow a sister on Instagram, Collard Greens Caviar. Thanks so much. I'm Veronica Hendricks, and we will see you soon. We'll chat soon, and hopefully we'll eat sooner. All right. Take care.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.